Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
And hello, Julie.
And the first thing we said was we have nothing to say because we want to be kind of funny, but really we just feel numb, right?
That's a good word.
It is. We're recording this on March 21st, and I say this 2020. I say this because things change so fast, rapidly.
Right.
We don't want to come across insincere if something happens in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they say, you know, listen, the first rule of comedy is that it's not evergreen.
Right.
And it's more true now than it's ever been.
Right.
I watched Tom Papa, and I love Tom Papa.
Yeah.
I loved his last special on Netflix, which is like seemed a lifetime ago, but maybe a couple weeks. But then I go, oh, I like this guy. And I found one from like 2013.
Yeah.
Totally irrelevant.
Totally
and
right.
Weird.
Yeah, and like
what we thought was weird,
yeah.
You know? And it kind of was like awkward. So that's what I want to avoid from today until tomorrow.
Yes. So I'm saying this now because life can change. Now, at this moment, I have some insights I like to share because honestly, I'm just messed up right now. I mean, I'm doing all my stuff I know to do to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew our truck was down possibly. I don't know if people knew our truck was down. And so.
Yeah. And we were down for 3 weeks.
Yes, before this all happened.
Yeah. And we had luckily our truck was under warranty.
Yay!
And we now have a new engine and turbo.
Well,
which is
amazing. This is the thing. I always say this. So like, yeah.
But it may not have any place to go shortly.
It may not have a place to go. I know. And so here we are. We're just, you know, I have some weird stuff has happened that I like to share. Just not even about the coronavirus or COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that COVID-19 is the 19 represents 2019. Is that true? Like if it happened in 2018, it would have been COVID-18. I'm just throwing it out there.
Do you like saying COVID-19 as opposed to coronavirus?
Well, coronavirus makes me feel happier because I want to have it with a corona and a lime.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got the coronavirus, baby. You know, here I'm on the beach. And my mom just made a big face like, don't say that. Stop saying that. It's all horrible. It's all horrible.
No.
You know, we talked about putting on our different hats from extremism to.
Yes.
Nonchalant.
Right.
We saw kids on spring break being very nonchalant.
Yes. So I'm saying, you know, look, this is an old people's disease.
Yeah. And then I wanted to tell them, guess what? Gonorrhea isn't. So, you know, herpes isn't. So go for it.
Yeah.
And also,
you're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Have a good day, sir.
Yeah. Good day, sir. And then I love that famous quote from Mark Twain, that youth is wasted on the youth. I don't know if that's how it exactly.
The youth is wasted on the young.
Ah, there it is. Well, there it is. That famous old quote.
That you don't get.
I don't get. You know, and I'm hobbling because my knees are really sore. I think the weather change is like, oh, my knees just, my stress activates in my knees. I don't know why.
So tell me about the hats you were talking to talk about. Was that, you said.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, no, but you just said we talked about hats.
We did. We talked about the hats last week.
And I thought maybe you wanted to go back to it, but no.
Not really.
It's kind of like you were saying, like everything is weird, right?
Yeah.
And you and I, we took a ride this week because, you know, that's what you can do.
Yeah.
You can still get gas, and it's pretty treat cheap right now.
Yeah.
And we took a little ride in the countryside. But because everything feels weird, and you don't want to turn on, you know, news all the time 24/7, that's hard to. So we were just in the country, and Julie saw a horse that was laying down.
Yes. Yes.
And then she went, oh, Mama, look, he's not dead, is it? No, no, he's just laying down. And then about a mile later, we were looking, and then we saw another horse laying down.
Beautiful horses.
Beautiful horses and beautiful pieces of property. And then not even literally a half a mile away, another.
Yes.
Now we went from just happiness to quizzitiveness,
yeah, sure,
and to panic,
yes, like oh,
like
no,
oh
like,
my god,
you know, they said when the tsunami came,
yes,
that in Indonesia, that the animals ran before it happened, and
the
like,
animals knew
right
that to go up the hill,
right? So it's like Do the horses know?
And so we're like, oh my God, why are these horses all laying down?
Yeah.
And so we actually got into a panic.
I did. And then you said, as a smart woman you are, why?
Ask your phone.
I did, because I said, Julie,
ask the telephone.
Horses never lay down.
Right.
They never lay down. That's what I heard.
And the first thing that came up when we wrote, do
H-O's.
H-O.
Just H-O. Do ho.
And then it said, do horses
sleep standing up?
Sleep standing up.
That was the first.
Yeah. Okay. So people are asking that question, but they're not asking the particular question.
And they didn't, it's not like not the, the question, because I like guessing, like, do H-O's. Like, and I would have thought, do hoes stand up? Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. But no, it was horses. Do horses sleep standing up? You know, so forth. And, I had to really be precise with my question, because yes, I didn't want to get a lot of, you know, extraneous answers.
Google stuff.
Yeah. Come on. And so I said, do horses ever lie down? I think it was.
Why do horses lie down?
Yeah.
Because you were looking for, like, do they know something's happening?
Right.
Because you're thinking that they're psychic, you know, something. And what we found was,
which was very fascinating.
This is
fascinating, people. It really is.
Is that twice a week, horses have to lie down.
Yes.
And they don't, it's not to get sleep.
No.
But it's to get REM. Now, we think of REM as sleep, but they don't have to sleep to get the REM, which is,
because these horses weren't sleeping. They were moving their head.
Rapid eye movement.
Unless it's like rapid head movement.
No, it was just rapid eye movement.
Right.
So we just happened to take our ride on the days that all of these horses were having their REM periods.
Yes. And we're like, what?
And if you would just look at them, all they're doing is just laying down.
Yeah.
And then but their eyes are like totally like,
rapid eye movement. It would freak you out.
It was freaky.
And I thought to myself, you know how, like, some women, when they're menstruating, if they live close by to each other and their cycles get in sync, right? Maybe because they all kind of live near each other.
Yes, of course.
They got in sync.
Yes.
Because, you know, as a wild animal in captivity, if you knew when there was in a vicinity, you wouldn't want to be your most vulnerable.
Yeah.
When another horse was not vulnerable.
Correct.
You're like, I can't sleep.
I can't leave my tail not uncovered.
Exactly. Exactly.
You okay, girlfriend?
I need to take a drink of water. I'm fine, everyone. I really am.
But, you know, so that is like a beautiful ending to this mystery. You know, I'm always looking for mysteries in my life, because I fancy myself as, someday I'm going to write for Hallmark Mystery Channel.
Well, you should do that sooner than later.
I should.
You really
That's
should.
That's probably true.
And I feel the, you know, another mystery had come up into my life.
Well, wait. I just wanted to say, though.
Yeah, go for it.
We were asking, when we got up close to one of those horses.
Yeah.
And we asked it, you know, why are your eyes so jittery?
What did you say?
And he said, I don't know, because I came from a stable environment. Oh, sorry.
No, that was funny.
Oh, good.
Did you think of that?
Yeah.
I mean, did you write that yourself, or did you ask Alexa?
I asked Alexa.
Oh, did you really? Because that was really great.
That's me, girl.
I know, but to connect.
I'm a therapist.
But you connected it to the rapid eye movement.
I know.
That was brilliant.
I'm sorry. That's what I'm doing
lately.
And I'm
going to tell you this. I think that joke is evergreen.
Thank you, girlfriend.
I think you won a million. I knew you were won a million, but today, this moment, you create an evergreen joke.
Has to do with a long story about rapid eye movement. Laying down, rapid eye movement.
All the above.
Yeah.
Took you a while to get there, but
you got there. And then we actually got up close to one.
Yes.
And talked to one.
Yes. Why not? Yeah. Well, we were, you know, during this time, we've kind of been binging here and there.
More than just Netflix.
Yeah. But we saw The Outsider, right, on HBO. And we might have talked about it a little bit last night.
I can't even remember it. What was it about?
You're kidding me. Justin Bateman.
Oh, right.
Jason Bateman.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a problem, though. When there are,
because I've seen like a million things since then.
Yeah. Jason Bateman, he he's charged for a crime he didn't commit and ends up dying. I'm not, listen, people, it's still a good movie. Don't worry. I'm not doing any spoiler alerts. Come on.
No, because I saw it like a week ago and I can't remember it.
Yeah. I'm spoiling it for you then, huh?
Yes. Oh, my God.
But here is the scene. I had the book initially and I had the audio book and I listened to it. And I remember this part in the book having this real, like Stephen King moment where I go on, oh, BS, Stephen King, BS.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw it on the TV,
mm-hmm.
I called BS and then I did it. And you go, it looks just like him. So here is the setup. There's a scene in the Outsider where the police officer is talking to this teenage-ish boy who has jumped across the country stealing cars because he had to get away from his abusive stepdad and mom. And he's not a huge part of the story, but he's an intricate part of the story. Now, at some point, the police officer has this brilliant idea saying, because he's trying to tell him what he looks like, but he can't. He says, why don't you draw him for me? And I'm like, oh, let me see what this 15-year-old genius can do.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
At that point, Julie stops
the movie. I stop the movie.
Stop the movie.
And I go.
She gets out her.
No, I find a notebook.
Yeah.
I go to a notebook. I stop the movie. I go, hello, everybody. I'm going to now draw what I saw
at
the same time.
Yes.
I go, because, you know, they didn't ask credentials. Hey, kid, you like art?
Yeah.
Hey, kid, are you a drawer on the side? I do video games and I like, you know, I'm a 15-year-old boy. If I'm alone, I'm usually, you know, looking at porn on the internet. So I didn't ask him those questions. He just assumed. So I then decided to.
Yes, you did.
Now, I did not. And then I go. So I go, let's look what he drew.
You put it in a binder.
You
had a three-ring binder.
And I drew it.
You stopped the show and you drew what you thought was the.
Because I knew, like, I had seen the show. I mean, yeah. I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
But this time we already know what he looks like.
Yes.
So I drew it.
Yes.
And then I go, and you're like, okay. And I show it to you. And you go, that's exactly what he looked like.
I know.
And I go, oh, you guys are so not telling the truth. It's not. Because I literally drew. I drew stumps. No. I drew. He had four stumps for legs and arms. Yeah. A hoodie.
But you could have a hoodie on him.
Yes.
I mean, you did have a colostomy bag.
Yes, I did.
But other than that,
I go, Mom, what is this here?
It looked just like.
I know.
And then I said to you after we were watching it, I said, do you still want to keep that picture in your binder?
Okay, so
and then what did you do?
You did not just say, you didn't ask that question. You said, oh, Julie, I don't know if you want to keep that in your binder. I mean, that's kind of like evil stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, so I go, this picture.
I said that picture of the four stumped hoodie guy with the colostomy bag could be the portal that lets the evil in.
To hell. I go, all right. So I tore it up. And then we turned the show back on.
Yes.
And this kid, who they had no reason to believe he could draw. I can write. I mean, I'm not like a moron with the pen. I can write.
No, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
You're almost as good as Greg. Sorry.
You couldn't say that without choking on yourself,
no,
right?
That's true.
So then anyway.
As we all know that Greg is the talented one.
Yeah, Greg is the talented one.
We're doing the show. So yeah, fuck you, Greg. It's our show.
Yeah. I can be talented on a podcast. Yeah. So we saw the kids' version and it was literally the work of a genius, right?
Yes.
But because the face looked distorted.
Right.
And that's because
He was distorted. Right.
You know.
Because he hadn't been fully formed yet.
So later on, the wife of the police officer is talking to a girl who's had visitations with this thing, with the outsider. Mm-hmm. And she brings her handy notebook along and says, describe him to me and I will draw him for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a social worker. I'm like, okay, so now everybody has the ability now to draw.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, so she's so she drew like two other pictures of
the same
and then
person
I said,
with
hey, guys,
different faces.
I'm going to pause it. You did. And I'm going to do it again.
Yes.
And you know what's very interesting? It surprisingly looked different and alike. It was four stumps and a hood. And the colostomy bag was on the other side near the back.
Yes.
I didn't know why, but I wouldn't say they looked identical. If no. I said, have you seen this picture I drew or this picture?
Yeah.
Someone might go, are they related?
Yeah.
Are exactly. they cousins?
Well, and they had put all seven pictures on the wall.
Yes.
They would have put your two up there. It would have been the game on.
Game on. They would have been going, oh, this now was we the know. Missing piece.
This was-
yes, it is the missing piece of evolution. I'm like near the beginning. Near the beginning. So I just called BS on it when I heard that.
Yeah.
And Stephen King's.
Yeah.
And then I realized that he needs to have what you called, no, you never, this is not the director's jerk off. This is the,
no.
What is this called? It's just a line in the script that has to happen because
yes.
it needs to move the story forward.
Right.
And you can't figure out how to get from point A to point B without having
and you give, so
one line.
So you give it one simple line.
Like,
and that covers a lot of it.
Remember the movie Jumper? I think it was Jumper. Maybe
right.
I'm wrong.
No, it's Jumper.
With
Bruce Willis. Yeah. And he's sitting at a diner bar.
Talking to his future, his past self.
Right.
And his past self is acting like, I don't believe you. And then he's like, listen, I can sit here all day explaining time travel with you, but I'm not. Boom, done, next.
Hello.
Now, I'm paraphrasing this.
Just, you know, no, that's exactly what he says. Yes. It's just the line that moved the second act to the third act.
Yeah. Yeah. It moves the story forward.
Yes.
Otherwise.
You'd get bogged down.
Yeah.
Like, I just got through watching a Hallmark mystery.
Yeah, tell me about that.
And well, Hallmark mysteries really, truly depend on intelligent, semi-wealthy. We don't understand how they work. Or
right.
They
no
get
one
these,
really, really works.
Really works. If they
Their
do,
money
they,
works.
If,
well, okay.
if they do, they have a little bake shop or they
yeah.
work in the library. But they have these gorgeous home and these great lives. And they're always, you know, carrying designer bags and stuff like that. But they it depends. The story depends on these people being literally stupid.
Right.
Asking the stupidest questions, never having their phones charged because, you know, to move the story forward,
yeah.
no one can actually call 911.
Right, to move the story forward or have a camera.
Yeah.
Now, damn well, if they saw two horses mating, they'd have their camera out. And it's fully charged, thank God. I'm getting a little of this. A Kardashian? What? I got my phone and I got a long selfie stick. I got it.
I heard, speaking of Kardashians, I heard that our government contacted Kylie Jenner because they feel that she's the one that can reach out to that generation and say, please do not go on spring breaks or go to these. Please, please, people, stay home.
Stay home. And please,
I find it stupid, though. I'm going to tell you this. And maybe just because maybe I'm old now.
Yeah.
And so I find things a little ridiculous.
But not as old as our president. Just
to
let you know.
No. But if I look at a group of five people mm-hmm. or even a group of 10 people, which I know that in some states that's considered okay.
Right.
I'm like, that's a group of people. I'm like, that's a bowling team.
Yeah.
You know, you're infecting each other.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't care.
Well, and I think bowling in itself is probably a huge way a lot of this got transmitted.
I think it's you shoes, right? It's the shoes.
It's you're putting your fingers
oh,
in
it's
the holes.
The holes.
The holes.
It's the holes in the shoes.
People, the first thing our governor should have said was, no more putting your fingers into holes. You don't know where that hole is. And those holes are dark inside. We don't know what that looks like.
You want your own balls.
You too.
You want your own goddamn balls.
Damn right.
And your own goddamn shoes.
I agree. And
you're going to
ask you a question, why do you really need bowling shoes? I mean, you know, I guess they feel like it can mark up.
You got to slide, girl.
Is that the reason why you got to slide?
You got to slide a little bit.
I think this one is a dollar.
I've seen your shoes. You're not sliding in your shoes.
Oh, no, hell no. I just think they want an extra dollar. That's my feeling.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
You could be.
You know. But I mean, because I want the bowling. I want people to flourish during this time.
Yeah.
We can have virtual bowling on Zoom.
Well, during this time, too, I tried to be, I wanted to order some things from Amazon. And so I got my little basket last night, and I had like 7 or 8 items and stuff. And at the very end, it tells me that your items will arrive between May 1st and May 15th. I went, what? Your Amazon?
Yeah.
What? I want it Monday.
Yeah. Or I don't want it at all.
What? I mean, in 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Hopefully I can go to Walgreens.
Yes.
You know, I didn't go to Walgreens yesterday.
Hopefully you can go to Walgreens, Julie. And get the few necessities I need.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, because here's, like our governor said, he goes, guys, and I thank God he took away that word. Was it?
Yeah. Shelter in place.
Shelter in place. Yeah. Because we all know that that's not the right phrase to be using.
Yeah. No, I think people are saying, you know, that they appreciate not using that because we're used to that word when it's a terrorist.
Yeah. Active shooter.
Yeah. Active shooter.
Yeah. You know, rabid dog, you know, things like that.
I'm running if it's a rabid dog, girlfriend.
I'm sheltering in place. Well, I'm going to run back to my house, get in my house, lock the door. Stay out there, rabid dog. Don't do it.
Yeah. Speaking of rabbit dogs, I mean, that's kind of like the government's doing these experiments.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how you get what do you put together to get a rabbit dog? I don't know. But I did hear that in trying to get these, you know, vaccines together, that they were trying to, that they put together a duck, you know, DNA and a chicken DNA. And wouldn't you know it, there's a new species. It's called Chuck.
Yeah. Sorry. Did you make that one up too?
Yes. Sorry.
Good. Yeah, sorry. Good. Sorry. Okay, got good. It. Got it.
You know, I'm trying.
I know you're doing a good
I'm
job.
I'm just trying.
I appreciate that because I cannot think of anything to like joke-wise. And yeah, you're like the joke writer. I think it's interesting, you know. Yeah.
That's a loose term.
Well, I also love the fact that my mama's biggest dream right now, the biggest dream that you can come up with.
Yeah, because all my dreams have been dashed.
Well, you're dialing them down a little bit, you know.
Oh, just dialing them down?
Just a tiny bit. Yeah. You're like, I just want to write a screenplay for Hallmark.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, how many women over the age of 50
wink, wink.
Wink, wink. want to write screenplays for the Hallmark Channel because they're just cracking out content.
Because we can do that
like
in our sleep,
tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah, there's a formula.
Yeah.
There's a formula. During this time, too, this is another thing that was in my crawl this week. It's not funny, but it just makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
Twice I was watching a TV show, cop show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a call in an incident. And they said GSW, you know, female GSW.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that stands for?
Gunshot wound.
Yeah. GSW. That is 4 syllables.
Mm.
Now say gunshot wound.
Gunshot wound.
3 syllables.
GSW. Oh, yeah. It's that extra U at the end.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
If we're trying to do it for, you know, for speediness.
Yeah.
Gunshot wound is faster than GSW.
Oh, you know, Jill, see, this is why I love you. That is brilliant.
So why GSW?
Yeah, that is brilliant.
And also, you know, I don't know. I for the first time I heard it, I'm like, what the hell is GSW?
Well, like shelter in place. Sip.
Yeah.
Everybody sip.
Sip. Okay. Give me my wine.
Where's my damn drink?
Give me my wine. We've never got...
Maybe that's why.
Gratefully, for whatever reason, this Christmas, we got a ton of wine for Christmas.
Gratefully.
We don't drink.
Yeah.
But this...
We've started. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We've started. We're calling it our communion.
You know, it's so funny. That's what we do call it, communion.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Imagine that probably 95% of people are taking this time to like get really healthy and like ratchet
up
there.
Cyclists.
We see bicyclists.
Bikers.
And joggers all over the place. And we've taken this time to like start drinking.
Yeah.
I've got like one little piece of like marijuana left.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to hold that out to the worst of it.
Like, it's about a half of an inch long, but I know.
I know. It is very weird to me because we're trying to future think. Mm-hmm. Be like, well, what can we do to make our lives better during this time, be productive? And we are doing some of those things. But there are things that are happening, like in the government, talking about let's get the economy going again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do we do any of that until this is over? Mm-hmm. It's sort of...
And I said, Julie, do you feel like, making blueberry muffins for me?
Yes.
I just feel like that's my favorite comfort food. And Julie goes, I do have frozen blueberries. And I go, even if we just used like a half a cup in a batch, wouldn't that be awesome?
Because I had a Martha Stewart bag.
Yeah.
Or what? That's not really Martha Stewart. What was her name? Martha somebody. It's from Dollar General.
Yeah.
Or Walmart. It's a little
Martha Washington.
Martha Washington.
Yeah.
It might be.
It's a little old, but.
A little blue bag of blueberry muffins. Yeah. I said naturally and artificially flavored. Mm-hmm. But then when I put the blueberries in, I figured I tipped the wheel towards more natural. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this blueberries.
If it's 51% natural and it's 49%.
I'm going to call
considered
it natural.
Consider it natural.
Yes. And a cup of 6 blueberry muffins, little small ones. Yeah. You're like, oh, that was kind of fun.
It was fun. And it was kind of cool because you made homemade soup yesterday and fresh blueberry muffins. And didn't the house smell lovely?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. You just brought back a memory. I need to share it with everybody. So the other day, well, 2 days ago, Mom was saying to me, or whenever I made the soup, mm-hmm. right before we had a soup, I made the soup. It was starting to boil. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't boiling yet. I had a big pot of soup. I had to let it boil before it simmers,
right? You
have to
do that, yeah.
Elliot was going crazy. So I closed the door. And all of a sudden, we're talking about the, everything that's going down. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing in the background, I go, oh, wow. I think my soup is overflowing.
Right.
And I get up really fast and I turn it on simmer, which I've done a million times. I make this soup every week. And it's just literally pure vegetables and water. That's mm-hmm. all it is. Mm-hmm. It's the best soup ever.
The best. The way you season it
right.
is awesome.
Exactly. And so then anyway, during the conversation, you had said to me, because I was like, oh, I'm going to use this time to really kick some ass in my exercising, do more yoga. And you said, hey, could you take a chill pill on that? Because sometimes when you go, you go extreme on things, mm-hmm. you kind of hurt your back or you throw your knees out.
I mean, you pulled out the
Diamond Dave.
What's the jogging machine called?
The treadmill.
Treadmill.
Yeah,
you pulled it out.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, oh, the last time she did, she pulled a muscle in her leg and she was down for.
Yeah.
God only knows you had a bruise up and down the back of your leg that was like wild looking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was
for the motorcycle.
My motorcycle, yeah.
You got off your motorcycle.
Don't let everybody think that. She walked on the treadmill and she like pulled her leg
I'm sorry. This was on a motorcycle.
Yeah, that was a motorcycle.
Yeah. You got off the semi and onto a motorcycle.
But I did hurt my back during doing the Diamond Dave, whatever his name is, yoga.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but I was out of commission for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I did hurt my knees doing Zumba mm-hmm. on carpeting, which mm-hmm. they should. I had the best knees until I did Zumba.
I know.
The best knees.
And that's why we don't hear about Zumba anymore.
I think a lot of people were like.
A lot of people are like, damn, my
knee. I totally messed my knees up. Yeah.
So anyway, get back to the story.
Okay,
about
so you had said, please don't do anything crazy.
I did. I begged you.
Begged me. And so, and before that, I had turned the soup on to simmer. And I go, oh, I'm going to check on Elliot. We've talked for about a good hour. Mm-hmm. I open the door, and the house smells of gas. Yeah. And in a 2-second flash, my dog runs into the bedroom for like, you guys were gassing me. And then also my brain's
and he's
going,
shaking.
Why did this happen? I go, I know exactly how this happened. The water boiled over the pot, turned the flame off as it, mm-hmm. Boiled on the thing. I didn't realize that. And then my next thought was, go ahead, turn the gas off. When you turn the gas off, though, it has to go past the clicker to ignite the flame. So as I'm quickly turning the gas on, a click occurs and this big, huge flame comes out. And I think I said, oh my God.
I heard it. And you go, oh my God, Lord Jesus.
I go, oh my God, Lord Jesus. And you said, what just happened? I go, oh, nothing. Nothing. I go, I'll tell you in a second.
No worries, Ma.
And so the reason why nothing had happened, because either it was going to go get real bad or nothing, and it was just a flash flame. Mm-hmm. It was like, pshoom. And I'm like, whoa. And then it came back. Mm-hmm. But my dog did not look happy. He looked like, why are you gassing me? For the last hour, you're just filling the house up with gas.
Have I been bad?
I was like, what happened? What happened? And thank God they add that little smell to the propane or whatever it is. Thank God for that. Yeah. I mean,
because, you know, I mean, the reality is we've known people who have not had the propane gas that smelled. And, of course, they're not here anymore. But
that's right. Yeah. Rest in peace. Thanks, Mom. Bring us down. That's
true. Sorry.
I mean, that is sad.
R.I.P.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's, I just wanted to share that part of the story of our life. And thanks for bringing us down because I have nothing else to say.
How do we transition out of this,
Mom? I know. Well, you know.
I could say that was not, that didn't really happen.
No.
But it really did happen.
We have a lot of billions of people on the planet.
Yeah.
Someone has died from someplace.
No, something. But I do know someone.
I know you did. Yeah. It was a little child of yours, a little friend, girlfriend of yours.
No. This was an adult.
Oh, okay.
Lived in Oregon.
Yeah. No, I know. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Just saying, I don't know where to go from here.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know.
You could talk about my childhood. That's always...
I don't want to talk about your childhood. I want to talk about this deep dive that you've been going down into Gaia. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what Gaia is, Gaia is Gaia.com. It's a streaming
G-A-I-A.
Service. They have a lot of content, like lot a shitload of content.
Yeah.
And it's like the spiritual side, right? Mm-hmm. But it also dives into ufology.
Mm-hmm.
Is ufology a word? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like mm-hmm. UFOology.
Mm-hmm.
It dives into conspiracy theory sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Deep state. Deep space.
It takes deep dives. And it does it in a way without commercials because it's streaming, which is
Yay.
Nice. So I like that. And they've also...
Although we have gotten used to when we choose to do watch something with commercials, we take the 2 minutes and 20 seconds to like work in the house real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
So over the course of 5 or 6 hours, it does get done.
5 or 6 hours, I know. Man, I swear.
It sounds like we're on vacation, doesn't it?
We are on vacation.
Kinda.
Because we always say, because we're self-employed, mm-hmm. that we only vacation when there is no work to be done.
Right.
Because the course of a year, there
work.
Are times yeah. when things set you up in motion that you can't work.
Right.
That's the time you enjoy it.
Yes.
Otherwise, if there's work to be done, do the work.
Yeah. And it's funny because in my whole life of trucking, the times that we've, you know, had been off have not been what I would call vacation. Where
no,
like,
and
oh,
they
I'm
haven't.
Just enjoying this time off.
No, and they've always been around times when the economy or situations were so precarious.
Yeah.
The last time we had a big breakdown was in
2008.
Yeah. And
it was the truck was down for like 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And by the time
cost about 10 grand was all said and done.
Yeah, and by the time it got out of it, we didn't have a job.
No, we didn't have a job.
Yeah.
It was right when China, like, literally the economy just dropped.
Yeah, everything.
Just everything dropped. Yeah. And it was like, okay, well, here we are now. What do we do now?
Yeah. Luckily, we had a friend that said, you know what, guys, I'll give you some work.
Yeah.
And it kept us afloat.
It did until
something
else came
through.
And then
at some point, we got work, and his went down, and we kept him afloat.
Yep.
So it was... It felt good to pay back that guy because I was deeply indebted to him during that time. And then when we were able to pay him back, it was lovely.
It was. And sometimes I think about if I saw him, I'd like to buy him a pizza because he really helped us out during a time.
Yeah.
You know, a pizza.
Here, buddy.
Let me buy you a pizza. Maybe because I think like that would be the place I would see him at.
Yeah.
A pizza joint. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to buy you a pizza.
Well, we did see him broke down. You and I saw him broke down one time.
Oh, that's right.
And we said, hey, listen, can we help you do anything? You know, give you a ride or whatever. He goes,
I got it all under control.
All under control. So,
yeah. All right. So where was I going with this? I don't know.
You were... Mm-hmm. We thought we were on vacation. Mm-hmm. Because you said we were, oh my gosh.
Well, you know, we did a meditation for everybody.
Oh, Gaia.
Thank you. Yeah. And so what you've been, because you've been reading the book of Enoch.
Keys of Enoch.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, unless you do deep dive in this stuff, mm-hmm. in the dimensional work and so forth, mm-hmm. you will open this book up and you will go, there is nothing but a lot of words.
It's a mushroom trip.
It really is. Yeah. I don't know.
It's Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Now, here's a couple of things that... Okay, so here's my problem with Gaia right now.
Mm-hmm. You have a problem with Gaia?
No, I don't, because I live with you, mm-hmm. and you take deep dives down dimensional work all the time. You've been a spiritual guide for me forever, and you have crossed over. Kinda into that realm. You know, you talk to the dead. You do a lot of cool stuff.
But I can still make a horse joke.
Yes, you can. You're really a Renaissance girl. Dun, 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 I would call dun, you a Renaissance dun, girl. Dun, yeah, thank you. Exactly. Okay, so I was listening to, like, there's this one guy on Gaia called Emery Smith. Mm-hmm. Now, he says that he legitimately, like, really, mm-hmm. really worked in... You know,
a deep space program.
Deep space program,
right?
With aliens and all that stuff. Right.
He was an actual. He did autopsies and things like that,
right?
And different experiments. Yeah.
So it's kind of cool listening to him.
Yes,
and he comes across very believable,
right?
Very believable, and some of the people who he talks to have like experiences. Mm-hmm. And then he was talking. He was doing a 6-hour deep dive with this one guy. Maybe not 6 hours, but it felt like 6 hours. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't watch it all, mm-hmm. but while
you were... about George Nuri?
No, the doctor.
Dr. Stephen Greer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't Emery Smith that did that.
But, wasn't?
Yeah, his name was Jim Widener or something like that.
Okay.
But
oh, no, that's right. But okay.
Emery was interviewed by George Nuri.
Okay, right. Okay. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you two things. So,
okay.
Emery Smith really says he had, like, went to work.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
For 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, Emery Smith interviewed this one guy that talked about how he actually worked on Mars.
Correct.
And he actually was, like,
soldier.
Yes. A space cadet. Now, the way he got around this, and that he really is 80 years old, but he only looks about 50. Mm-hmm. And the way he got around this is that when he spent 30 years in Mars, but when he came back, only like 15 minutes had basically moved forward.
Yeah. And luckily it was during the night.
Yes.
And so, nobody missed him.
Nobody missed him.
He was 18.
Yes.
At the time.
And I go, there it is. There's the rub. That's the part I always have a hard time with. Now.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this guy took a lie detector test as well.
Correct.
With a very famous lie detector guy.
Correct.
Who then said, I can affirm that he 100% believes that he did this.
Right.
I'm like, really? There's a rub. Okay.
There's another rub.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you got two rubs.
Okay. So then I was
a third and we're off to the races.
Yeah. Third. I'm like, oh, this is a night out
now
for
it's,
me.
Now it's a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. And so then I'm listening to this other guy interviewing Dr. Stephen Greer. Okay. I don't know who the other guy was. And he's under Stephen Greer.
Like Jim Widener or something.
Long time guy in this field,
correct,
right?
Correct.
He's written books.
Yes. I've known him since the like 80s.
Right. Now, the new kick in the butt right now mm-hmm. is that we can have these encounters with extraterrestrial, mm-hmm. multidimensional beings through deep meditative state.
Right. It's not just him saying this.
No, more than people.
Right.
And so I'm hearing him talk about all of his experiences. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my God, it's so wild. That's mm-hmm. so great. Mm-hmm. And then literally at the end, he says something. I said, are you effing telling me, Mom? He's telling me he had these experiences in a deep meditative consciousness state. He goes, yeah. I'm like, there's the rub. There's the rub. I go, now I'm not disqualifying any of it, because mm-hmm. at first I did the big like jerk off move, like
yes.
okay,
yes.
you know,
the big rubbing one out move,
right? Because you know, mm-hmm. the woman who wrote Harry Potter, what was her name?
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah, J.K. Rowling. Yes. For all I know.
What does J.K. stand for? Jerk, jerk,
jerk. Kind of jerks to believe this crap. No, no, I mean, she could have had that whole experience right. in a deep meditative state. Right. And
but you're saying then you can't count it as real then.
I'm not saying that because okay. and I was talking to you about that because mm-hmm. they were also talking about how there are extraterrestrials.
Right.
There are interdimensional beings.
Correct.
And there are interdimensional beings that are not too cool. They're and like
they're more
the mist.
Entities from the fourth dimension. Four,
yes. And fourth dimensional beings look like the mist. Stephen King's book. Another reference to Stephen King. Remember mm-hmm. the mist?
What do those beings look like? Like little creatures?
Yes. Lots of yes. different kind.
Yes. That's exactly right then.
Okay. Yeah. And see, the army base opened up a portal to let these out and, you know,
and
wink,
see,
wink.
And so now we have machines or that we have actual
Oh my gosh. No, don't say it. Don't. No. 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 That's weird.
What happened?
I said, I see the army base.
Yeah.
And Alexa, or Siri goes,
yeah.
I don't know what that means, but I can go search the web for I see the army base. Please don't search the web for I see the army base.
No, no, no,
don't
no.
Don't do that. No. Please don't do that. Like, why pick those phrases?
Yeah.
So then
they're looking for those phrases. Trust me, people. But anyway, so they talked about this machine that was like basketball size.
Yes.
And that in the lab that they can recreate these altered states
yes.
with this machine. And they have actually they've got videotape of this machine letting loose of fourth dimensional creatures into yes. the lab.
We didn't see the videotape, though.
No.
No. I go, did I miss that part?
I would have called you in.
You go, Julie, they've got tape. They've got the videotape.
Like, we've got it, Julie.
We've got
finally,
the videotape. And I'm like,
well,
what?
Can I say this, though?
Yeah. Okay.
They were... George Nuri was, I think it was George, has said, because they've been using this phrase all over Gaia.
Okay.
And it's called, what was the movie, the Stephen King, the initial movie, Close Encounters?
Yeah, that wasn't Stephen King. That was Spielberg.
Oh, Spielberg, excuse me. Uh-huh. Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Yes.
Well, they've been all over Gaia talking about Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind.
Yes.
You've heard that too?
Yeah,
and finally,
one time.
George Nuri said, Emery, what is a close encounter of the fifth kind?
Yeah.
And he said, well, it's when you contact any one of these ETs or ascended masters or entities from interdimensional things vis-a-vis
remote viewing.
Meditative states.
Yes.
Or remote viewing states.
Yes. Fourth rub. Fourth rub, I am getting very turned on right now. Now, okay, here's a dealio. I have witnessed you do things that were pretty amazing. We were interviewing a woman.
Thank you, girlfriend.
And you said, this is when we were interviewing people. We got kind of bored of that. Sorry, people. You guys are all interesting. But we
not
like
as
this.
Interesting as us.
Sorry.
Sorry, y'all.
See,
y'all is just singular.
Yes.
Like, hey, y'all. But if I go, y'all, then it's plural. Then you know.
And
sorry, y'all.
And you said, I just want to say, right, I have to say this because for whatever reason, my room is filling up with white poinsettias or poinsettias or however you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took a beat or two and she says,
she kind of said, like, you bitch.
Yeah, that was a tone.
It was a tone.
That's a tone. She's like, huh, good one. Yeah, that no, that, no, that's my mom's favorite flower. Then she said, good one. what was that about? I thought that was kind of crazy. That was crazy. Because there was a tone in it.
Yeah.
There was
like,
a tone.
Like, he did.
Yes. And honestly, it has kept me on this very strange path because I've known that whatever I do, you'll know about it. But now, personally, I've had a couple of weird experiences. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have seen UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about that. I've talked, you know.
Those are boring.
Yeah, but no, that's not what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So a time in my life when I was doing my first year of teaching, right around that time, mm-hmm. I'd wake up nightly almost.
Yeah.
And I would see things floating in my room.
Yeah.
And I would get up and I would try and grab them. Mm-hmm. They were like flying spiders, flying birds. I mean, obviously birds fly. But, you know, just weird objects.
A lot of times you told me they looked like flowers as well.
Yeah. And it just weird stuff happened for a while. I wasn't doing drugs.
But you did hate teaching.
I did hate teaching. Yeah. Hey, this one place.
Yeah.
I just was not a good match there. It was my first year teaching, and it was not a good match, and I didn't last.
Isn't it interesting, though, because here's the thing. People either really love you or they really dislike you.
Right.
And I've actually witnessed this, because I can't understand it, but I've seen you walk into a bank and have the teller go, I'm not going to, no, ma'am. Go to another.
I refuse station. To wait on you.
I refuse to wait on you.
I know.
And you're like, what did I do? What did I do? I don't like the way you're holding your wallet. It's too aggressive.
Yeah.
You're like, what? I don't get it. But I've seen this. And so I do not understand it, but I've learned to accept it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's like, it's so true. People either hate me or love me. I don't know. Which is good, I guess.
Yeah.
Why be mediocre about me? Yeah.
That's what Jesus said. Yeah. I wish that you were hot or you were cold. But the fact that you're just, like in limbo.
Yeah.
You're just this tepid piece of, no. I'm not standing.
Well, it was funny because I was acting, I think because I act very comfortable with people. And sometimes I might say something that might be just a little too comfortable. Mm-hmm. Not sexually inappropriate. I'm not sexually inappropriate people. But I went to Menards. And I for my job. And it's so weird because this situation is coming playing in my head. And I've had this moral dilemma about it. And, it's kind of weird because, I'm having to still do my work, heightened stuff. But because I'm the treasurer, and I got to pay a bill, and so forth. And I find out we have I owe Menards $5 from an invoice that I was $5 off. Back in October.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
And they couldn't give me the invoice because it was already...
Last year,
but they sure as hell give me the bill for it.
Yeah.
And in an email. And I couldn't get the invoice because that's all packed up from last year as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just confused because I'm like, well, why would I write a check? The number was like 5335. So I would have had to have written the check for 46 or 48 something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, why would I have done that? And I couldn't. And then I found out while talking to this woman, I just don't understand it. I go, and what's going on in my brain right now is I'm not getting upset, but I'm like, this is just $5. I don't want to waste an hour
dealing with real estate.
Yeah. And also, do they want to pay me an hour of my time to worry about $5?
You want that, though.
I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. But at some point, I had to be kind of like cost effective here. And then the woman tells me, very nice woman, we're having,
5 feet away from each other.
Yeah, 5 feet away. She says, I had to deny your employee his charge card for this $5. So he charged it himself, used his own charge card. And I said, what?
No, you didn't say what.
Oh, I said,
what the hell?
I did. That's what I said. What the
and
hell?
And she called the manager over and said, inappropriate behavior on the part of the customer.
What the hell?
You got the security came.
Yeah, I know. But
that's what I'm talking about.
I know.
People take you the wrong way.
I just said, I blurted out, what the hell? And I said that I go, why didn't he just, and then I go, back this up, Julie. Make it about the person, not her.
Exactly.
I go, why didn't he just give you the $5?
Yeah.
And then you could have charged it.
Yeah.
And I go,
wasn't it about you, miss?
No, it wasn't about you. I go,
it wasn't about Menards.
It really was, though.
Security
I was
guard?
Like, we've been a customer with you for years.
We used to work for him for 10 years.
Yeah, and you didn't
get
it for $5?
Deliveries.
Yeah. And so I blur it out. What the hell? It's so
security.
Funny.
Security.
I know I felt bad because that's not who I am. I'm usually calm and stable.
Julie, no. It is who you are.
I know. When something strikes at me, like, I don't get this.
Yeah.
I do. I verbally go, what the fuck's going on here?
Well, like, remember just yesterday when the flames shot up into the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you went, oh, my God, what the hell?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's true. Or the other thing that happened when I was putting clothes away or washing clothes and I came back and I said, I said loud, oh my God.
Yeah, I was like, oh God.
And you
God.
Said, you go, what? And I what go, oh, nothing. Now? Nothing. And you're like, what? I go, I'll tell you in a second. And you're like, what happened? I go, well, our dog who has had to shelter in place is going crazy. And I'm walking back from, we actually have like 45 feet of like.
Yep. It's 48, I think, actually.
Or 60 yeah. from one place to the other.
Yeah, probably 60
so
feet.
So I'm walking a little bit of steps and I realize that our dog has torn down a blind.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
And here's the thing. I can put up with a lot of crap,
yeah.
but when Julie and I take rides and we happen to see blinds in windows of other people's houses that have that cat look,
yes,
or whatever, that's a pet look,
yes,
where it's just a crunched blind and yeah. stuff, it's like, for
drives
whatever,
crazy.
It's a peccadillo for me.
It actually prevents you from having rental property.
A good day.
Yeah, well, I was going to say rental property because yeah, like you can't stand like somebody, you'd be going, hey, 5B. We've written in your contract that you are not allowed to have blinds that look like this.
You cannot have cat blinds.
You cannot have cat blinds. I don't care if you have a cat,
yeah.
but you take that cat cannot be have cat blinds.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sorry.
Somehow they get at that window and they take their paw and they just keep pushing that one blind down.
So in the back of our house, one blind is down. Now, yeah. we can't put it back up. Yeah. We will.
I said, Julie, come here. Let's
order now.
Let's order now.
Order them
all blinds now. Order yeah. like eight blinds.
No.
And she went, Mom, it just...
popped out. We can put it back together. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
But yeah, it was not good.
We're letting
good.
People see into the peccadillos.
Well, you're right, though. Here. And I do hope, and I feel bad because it's not who I, it is who I am, but it's not who I can control. That 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And maybe I need to have more experiences where I see something that's very shocking.
More steady state.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I have to work on that. But I'm really not being aggressive.
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to be aggressive. I'm not trying to be...
But some people do take you that way, honey.
I know they do. I don't know what to do about it.
I know. You can't do anything.
Like I said, I kind of like, though,
because at some point you're going to have a true tribe.
Yes.
At some point, you know, people are going to go, Julie.
Yeah.
And then they'll be going... Oh no!
I get it. What's wrong with that girl? She's crazy.
I don't get it.
I don't get her at all. Yeah. She's nuts.
It's like it'd be like a Jagga hat. Some people are wearing Julie. What is it?
Make Julie great again. Magia.
Oh yeah, make
Jagga.
Yeah.
Make Julie great again. Jagga. That's it.
No, that would be, yeah, Mijga.
Mijga.
You're Jewish.
Mijga.
What a Mijga? Mijga.
Well, we know they're the chosen people. So yeah. There we go. There we go.
Bring it around full circle, Jill.
Did I? So, yes.
No.
So the idea that, oh, and then what else did I have? When I was doing light body meditations a lot, I had a few possible interdimensional experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I went to those different states, altered states.
Right.
Remember that movie, Altered States, with,
yeah.
you know, and the guy turned into this big white light and he hit himself. And
but it's true, though. I mean, yeah, there's some things that
yeah,
are,
we have, yeah.
there are aspects of it that are true.
That's the thing. There are aspects of the truth.
Yeah.
But we have yet, you know,
we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're
remember
getting
when
there.
You said we,
it's a
like
slow
how
evolution.
Yogis, you know, yogis.
Fly.
Yes, levitate.
Yes.
And then we saw they were just jumping. Mm-hmm. They were just like...
They had extremely good butt muscles.
Extremely good butt muscles.
And they had like little springs.
And they were just being shot in, you know, midair. And I'm like, what? And then I got another rub. Like, there's a rub eight. I get it. And it's all true. It's all true. This is my life with my mom, though. Because... she will say, oh, she's this is crazy. We had not a huge disagreement in the way we disagree. And you said, so you go, Julie. I go, what? I just heard that we had sent a ton of army people from the United States to Italy, like March 1st for some kind of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, though, they're staying there and they're going to take over the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, wow, okay. I go.
And you went.
And I go.
For rental property?
I said, oh, they're going to rent out so I can stay there?
Yeah.
You're like, no, yeah. They just think it's a nice place to stay in Rome. they're going to ask the Catholics and they just hang out there.
And your first thought was, oh, they're going to just use it for rental property.
Like, they're going to rent it out.
We need to rent this out.
We need to rent this out.
Finally, Catholic Church needs money.
Exactly. It's a win-win. And you're like, no, that's not what's happening. And then you remind me, remember, Julie, remember we were in front of those train tracks?
Yes.
And we saw 200.
400.
400.
National Guard vehicles National being Guard transported.
From east to west.
That's right.
And you're like, you're right.
And I said, Julie.
These times are a-changing.
I said, martial law.
These times are a-changing.
Yeah.
So, girlfriend,
Dylan was only about... He was only about 60 years off.
Yeah.
Julie said, like, Mom, I don't understand prophecy. I don't believe it because I heard they dug up the bones, though they buried the men that those prophecies that didn't come true in the old days.
Yeah.
And I said, that's because they didn't give them enough time.
Yes. And I said, rub number six.
Rub number 10.
Yeah, because, you know,
575 years later, there was a flying machine, Mama. Yeah,
there was a COVID-19. And I still haven't figured out how to win the lottery yet. All right, girlfriends, how's the show?
It was as good as, no, it was great.
It was great.